Bloomberg Surveillance with Ken Pruitt and Tom Keene. If you're listening via our new Radio Plus iPhone app, did you know that you can hear Bloomberg Radio live 24 hours a day right on your phone? If you don't have the Radio Plus iPhone app yet, you'll want to download it. It's free via the iTunes App Store.
Joining us now, A.B. Mendez as well from Knight Capital, PE Source. And we're going to digress here. First of all, I want you to get another plug, a shout out for Techonomy. What are you going to do with Techonomy?
Well, Techonomy is my little media company where we've been doing an annual conference devoted to the idea that technology is central to everything. We have an event coming up in Detroit on September 12th, but today we're starting to launch our publishing site. So we're going to be publishing writing, my writing, writing of other contributors and video.
Right. And I bring this up because you got to get the message out. Everybody's trying to figure out, Sarah, you mentioned TV ads being less effective in that article today. Which brings us to A.B. Mendez, and one of my real pet peeves. It's terrible with all your years of coverage of this, mobile ads. I hate them. Why do these people think they're going to make money bothering me on my cell phone?
Well, I think one of the major downfalls of advertising, the entire history of the industry, is that, for me at least, the large majority of all ads that I see or consume in any way are completely irrelevant. So I think one of the great potential value adds of mobile technology is that these devices are gradually learning more and more about your preferences. So over time, hopefully you see more relevant ads and less intrusive.
Sarah, help me out here.
How come we're all getting teeth whitening ads?
Okay, help me out here. I just bought fleeces for the Bloomberg Surveillance team. Mm-hmm. Black Columbia fleeces. I am now bombarded.
You did?
Yeah, not for you.
Is this a surprise?
I am bombarded now by fleece ads on the internet, on the iPad, on the iPhone. Why does anybody think I would be happy with that?
There's a big divide in advertising technology. The low-end technology is what you're experiencing, which is called retargeting. So once you've demonstrated interest in buying a car, getting a home mortgage, buying a fleece, sadly, you know, when a website or, you know, ad server can't figure out what the real best thing is to serve you, they'll just serve anything that you've demonstrated interest in the past.
David, they serve me dog walking Friday or Saturday. You talk to the top investors in this industry. Are they the people that you wrote about in the Facebook effect? Do they realize what a nuisance this stuff is?
Actually,
become?
The people I talked with in Facebook effect mostly have to do with Facebook, and Facebook spends a lot of time thinking about this. And I wanted to ask AB, you know,
please,
this whole idea of putting an ad as part of a Facebook status update, which Facebook says is now earning them already $1 million a day. What do you think about the significance of that as a sort of game changer?
Well, it's a great start. I mean, it's not even a shade of the potential of what this technology can take us towards, but it's the beginning of Facebook leveraging what I would call the power of the personal recommendation. So the ad shows up instead of just as a blind spammy ad unit, it shows up as, you know, my friend David just bought this car or this set of golf clubs. Now it looks like a recommendation when it shows up as an ad.
You guys are getting way too smart for me. With us, A.B. Mendez of Knight Capital, PE Source. And to be clear, he can't talk about Facebook because of the usual restrictions. But we'll talk
about the themes here.
No, that's okay, David. That's okay, David.
You can talk about Facebook. We're
going to kill Facebook.
It's a big question about Facebook.
But my basic theme here is everybody hates this stuff.
Right.
Where are we going to be in 5 years on this?
Well,
I still going to be looking at dog walking ads?
No.
So
you're not.
So yeah, I would say so. If the reason you get so many terrible ads, teeth whitening, right, is that's what they call remnant inventory. Just the fifth or the 25th photo you've looked at, there's still going to be an ad there. It's not a premium ad spot. But the reason you see those ads is that you're getting free content. You're getting a free tool. And if you're not paying for Facebook, then you know somebody has to. So the advertisers are the ones that do. The mobile experience is where there's probably the most potential. And we're moving more away from the model of push and, you know, email. You get an email deal every day and you get 100 ads you don't want, and more towards pull.
I think you're moving towards a model of pain in the ass. Sarah, jump in here.
David, I would suggest that perhaps forget mobile advertisements. It's about mobile payments. Look at what Jack Dorsey of Twitter is doing. He's sharing his time as CEO of Twitter and CEO of Square, the mobile payments company. Every day we hear something new about mobile payments.
And valuations of both companies are going up and up. And Square is clearly on a roll. They just did a huge deal with Starbucks. So, you know, this question of how we pay, it's all tied into why the Samsung-Apple verdict was so critical. There's huge money to be made in this mobile ecosystem. And whoever's controlling it, whatever operating system is dominant, payment is going to be potentially the way it's our new wallet, among other things. So it's a very big deal. I mean, every single major player is involved. Apple and
too
and
many
and
major
Amazon.
Players. I mean, I would suggest that perhaps as a consumer, we might be bombarded with too many.
Right. Let's get to the last question, Dave.
You need innovation to go figure it out.
And Apple, Samsung. What does it mean for Google?
Well, so what it means for everybody else that competes in that ecosystem is, you know, at least somewhat weakened competition for the short term. So for Google specifically, it means that some of their OEM manufacturers might be restricted from selling some devices. It's a
Bloomberg
a,
surveillance
a speed bump,
with
not
Ken Pruitt and Tom Keene. If you're listening via
Amy,
our new
so
Radio
much.
Plus iPhone app, did you know you can personalize the ticker that crawls across the bottom of your screen? Simply tap on Menu in the upper right, then choose Settings and Personalize My Ticker. If you don't have the Radio Plus iPhone app yet, you'll want to download it. It's free via the iTunes App Store.